The Natural Way with Sandy. Dr. Sandy Rogers bringing you Folk Medicine Revival. The Natural Way. The past guides us to well-being.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the podcast entitled Folk Medicine to Treat the Skin. The common term that is often used, beauty remedies, when talking about treatments for the face and skin, often turn people away from reading further. We all know beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and some may say, oh, I'm not into beauty stuff, but I am wanting to have better skin. Therefore, I like to use the term folk remedies to treat the skin, as it is not about beauty. It is all about nourishing and protecting our largest organ and the one that is exposed to the harsh environments in which we live. When looking at folk remedies, this article will focus on the face and extremities and will provide a few recipes that have been clinically proven to offer outstanding results. Additionally, the scalp has been included, as many people suffer with scalp conditions, and a few tips may help. Please assess your special needs if you have any allergies before trying any of these gentle and effective recipes. When treating the skin generally, it is important to know a few basic principles. These are: always think in terms of the five steps. 1. Hydrate by applying a little water. In other words, dampen the area first. Cleanse the area by using a quality cleanser to remove all the build-up the environment has thrown at you. 3. Apply a good toner to close the pores. 4. Exfoliate to remove dead cells. And 5. Hydrate again before applying a moisturizer to allow penetration, as moisture attracts moisture. Often we see people applying moisturizer to dry skin. It doesn't work that well. Moistening just a little and adding the moisturizer works fantastically. So let's look at our steps. Step number 1. Water always will start the healing process, and it is imperative this step is included. You'll not get the full benefit if hydration is missed. Now you have hydrated, let us move on to the next steps. Step 2. Cleanse. A good natural cleanser is potato juice. Simply juice a peeled potato and use half the juice to cleanse the skin by applying the juice to some cotton wool and massage, using a rotational action to the face, starting at the neck and working up. Having covered the entire face and neck, rinse off with cool water, and then before moving on, apply a warm cloth to the face and neck to warm just for a few seconds and allow any last minute grime to come to the surface. Rinse again in cool water. Steaming is also a good option to cleanse, and one that has proven to be very popular in clinic. This one is the recipe or formula to do it is 2 tablespoons of fresh or 1 tablespoon of dried chamomile flower heads, or 5 tea bags. Place in a small bowl of boiling water. Now towel over the head and allow the steam to do its magic. Steam cleansing is fantastic. Step 3. We need now a toner. Apply the remaining potato juice to the face and neck to tone. Alternatively, if you have blackheads or any conditions of the skin, apply a 1-5 apple cider vinegar application, meaning 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar to 5 tablespoons of water. This makes an excellent toner and healer and rejuvenator for the skin. A lovely steam toner is using 6 peppermint tea bags or 2 tablespoons of fresh or 1 tablespoon of dried herb, and add to a bowl of boiling water, place towel over the head, and allow the lovely action of plant medicine to do its magic. Try either of these toners. Step number 4, exfoliate. The removal of dead cells is important to allow revival and rejuvenation of the skin. Using some readily available products, exfoliation is made easy. Massage a small quantity of raw sugar into the skin of either, say, pawpaw or avocado, and massage into the skin using a rotational action. The sugar irritates the dead cells, lifting them away, and the avocado or pawpaw is soothing and rejuvenating. Use pawpaw if you have irritated skin, as it is a soothing anti-inflammatory. Not bad for something that you would usually throw away. So the avocado skin and the pawpaw that you would throw away, then mix it and use it to be able to assist in the exfoliation process. Having a small amount of raw sugar applied to the skin of pawpaw or avocado works as an irritant, but gently lifts those dead cell layers off. Alternatively, you can make up an exfoliation to have on hand for sunburn or peeling skin. Have it in the shower as a standby. Let me provide a recipe for you. 1 small jar of raw sugar, say about a 150 gram of sugar in a 200 gram jar, although you can certainly vary the amount. Cover with some extra virgin olive oil. Stir slowly to make sure the oil has actually mixed in with the raw sugar. Add the juice of 1 lemon and finally grate the peel. Grapefruit is also a good alternative here. 1 tablespoon of macadamia oil. 1/2 a teaspoon of calendula oil, particularly if there is any skin damage, which is a good option. Calendula oil can be purchased from health food shops. Stir all ingredients very gently to mix and then apply as required. Rinse off with cool water as you want the oil to continue to work. Now the 5th step is to moisturize. Dry skin is unhealthy, struggling, drying skin, desperate for help. It's seeking these 5 steps to be of assistance on rejuvenation. Of course you need a moisturizer, yet I suggest following the above steps to get the best results before jumping straight into moisturising, which many do. They forget the other 4 steps and is a common mistake. Having followed the above steps, then make up your moisturiser. A good general moisturiser, to have your own recipe, is 200 grams of vegetable sorbeline, and I stress vegetable sorbeline purchased from a health food shop, 5 mils of macadamia oil, 5 mils of extra virgin olive oil, 10 mils of aloe vera juice. Blend all of this together and just watch the result as you start using it as a standard moisturiser. So while we're talking about this and we've done the face, I would like to offer a recipe as a moisturiser for cracked heels and hands. Sometimes we need a deeper moisturiser for the heels and hands. Follow the above steps and then use this great combination. 2 tablespoons of sugar mixed with 1 teaspoon of honey. By following the above steps and including the recommended folk medicines, not only will you see a remarkable difference in your skin generally, you will feel so much better. As the skin becomes irritated, you feel irritated all over. So here we have steps for the facial skin and skin generally for the body. Then a few little additions there for the cracked heels and hands. Although there are literally hundreds of treatments, these steps can be used on a regular basis, are cost-efficient and effective. Maybe I need to write another book to cover more of these wonderful treatments that nature offers. There are thousands of them that I've accumulated in all the years of being in clinic. But I would like to add in scalp care. The scalp can be quite painful if the skin is irritated. Like the rest of the body, the scalp is exposed to the environment. However, we also add a range of chemicals that can cause absolute havoc in the form of shampoos and conditioners. The following information is supplied to assist in the reduction of the buildup associated with the use of these chemicals and restore the scalp, which in turn will help in having good quality hair. The following two steps is a great starting point. Step number one, cleanse the scalp. In order to cleanse the scalp, it is really quite a simple process. Wash the hair in baby shampoo, as they have the least chemicals. Rinse off shampoo with clean water. Now, a final rinse using 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar to 1 litre of water. If your scalp is quite oily, then add the juice of 1/2 lemon. Rub into the scalp, towel dry, but do not rinse out, allowing the hair and scalp to dry naturally. Step number two, nutritionally feed the scalp with a good conditioner. Now, a good conditioner to use is a really good quality mayonnaise that has egg in it. No, I haven't gone mad. The quality of this product is outstanding to use as a conditioner. In the days of early folk medicine, mayonnaise would be used as a food and a nutrient for scalp and hair. Simply apply as you would a conditioner and then rinse the hair. Have a look and see the benefit that this brings about, more particularly if there is dandruff or dry scaly scalp. This can be repeated as often as required until there is evidence of scalp recovery. So folks, collectively, this short podcast is jam-packed with information to assist the cleansing and the toning of the skin, including the face, the feet, the body, and the scalp. So I hope you will at least give some of these a try and see the benefit of folk medicine at its best. Thank you so much for listening. Please find happiness in every moment and let people know about the podcast. And if there is any subject that you would be interested in and want me to do a podcast for you, please don't hesitate to shoot off an email. Until next time, over and out.